1996, I'm on a flight from LA to Baltimore. That's a 5-hour flight, 1996, 5-hour flight. As soon as I sit down on the flight, a guy sits next to me. And I remember thinking, wow, this guy looks like an older version of me. Wonder what he does for a living. 5 hours of the flight. The first 4.5 hours, we say nothing to each other. And the last 30 minutes of the flight, he turns to me and says, how you doing? I said, I'm fine. You know, I've been here the whole time. And this is exactly what he said. He said, listen, I'm sorry I didn't talk to you earlier, but if you were boring, I didn't want to be stuck talking to a boring person for 5 hours. And I knew exactly what he meant, because I'm the same way. Now, what do most people do or ask you when they want to start a conversation on a flight? Yeah, what do you do, coming or going? He didn't say that. He looked at me and said, what do you want to do? I said, well, right now I'm an events planner, and eventually I'd like to be a professional speaker. I said, why? What do you do? He said, I'm a professional speaker. I said, you are? He said, yes, as a matter of fact, I am the number one gospel comedian in the United States of America. I said, I didn't even know there was such a thing as a gospel comedian. He said, that's why I'm number one.